Health Service Workers, A History of Struggle. Mick Griffiths, former Mid-Yorkshire Unison branch rep. In 1982, National Health Service workers took strike action after being offered a below-inflation pay rise by the Thatcher government. The nine-month-long national pay dispute only ended when the timid trade union leaders caved in. Competitive costs tendering, CCT, of ancillary services ensued the year following the pay dispute defeat. Local disputes challenged this but remained isolated. Union leaders agreed to pay cuts in order to keep services in-house. Despite this, many services were privatized. The onslaught continued throughout the 1980s and 1990s using a host of schemes to drive down pay. In Wakefield, we beat back all privatization and pay cuts attempts. However, at nearby Pontefract, the reps allowed the privatization of nearly all the ancillary services. During 1995 to 1996, we faced the ultimate privatization threat, the Private Finance Initiative, PFI. Within a couple of years, we collected over 25,000 signatures on a petition of opposition to PFI. In February 1991, we lobbied the council to hold a referendum. The local Wakefield Express ran its own ballot of readers. In league with the council, the Express added an extra question. The council thought that given a choice between PFI and no new hospital, the public would support PFI. However, our campaign paid off. 83% supported a publicly funded scheme, 97% rejected PFI, and an incredible 81% said they would prefer no new hospital to one funded by the private sector. By 2000, the local health trusts had merged, and the new management put out to tender all the support services in an attempt to privatize the lot. A mass lobby of the trust board and Vote for Action forced it to bring the Pontefract services back in-house on increased national pay and conditions. These days, all NHS workers' terms and conditions are under attack from government cuts and privatization. The national NHS union leaders and their unwillingness to launch a serious fight back are responsible for the current situation. However, the above examples and many others prove that given a lead, the members will fight.